This story is read by Ian Kirk. Lance Corporal William Ruddiman, service number 16593 of the 7th Battalion, King's Own Scottish Borderers. William Ruddiman was born on the 8th of July 1890 in Leslie, Fife. He was the second of five children born to Walter and Jane Ruddiman, who were married in Markinch, Fife, in 1887. The family lived at Maine's Lodge, which belonged to the Rothes estate, where William's father worked as a forester. By the time of the 1911 census, the family was living in East Lodge at Cadham House, Leslie. William's father was now the head forester, and William, aged 20, was an assistant forester. Sometime between 1911 and 1914, William moved to Scone to continue his work as a forester on the Scone estate. William enlisted into the King's Own Scottish Borderers, known as the KOSB, at an early stage of the war and joined the 7th Battalion. The battalion was attached to the 46th Brigade, 15th Scottish Division. William was quickly promoted to Lance Corporal and in 1915 found himself in France, preparing with his regiment for the huge offensive which would become the Battle of Loos. The battle began on the 25th of September 1915 and lasted until the 13th of October of the same year. During the battle, the 7th KOSB lost about two-thirds of its strength. The fighting was so fierce and destructive that out of the 8,500 British soldiers killed on the first day of fighting, only 2,000 have a known grave. On the first day of the battle, the artillery barrage before the assault had been so ineffective that, before sending in the infantry, the British released 140 tons of chlorine gas from 5,000 cylinders placed on the front line. This was the first use of gas by the Allies. Unfortunately, a change in wind direction blew the gas into the British trenches, causing 7 deaths and injuring 2,600 soldiers who had to be withdrawn from the front line. Despite this, the southern end of the attack was a spectacular success. The British soldiers, under cover of smoke screens, took the village of Loos, Hill 70, and advanced towards Lens. Their progress was only halted through a lack of munitions and the late arrival of reinforcements. This delay allowed the Germans to retake Hill 70. Further to the north, the British advance was slowed by the formidable defences of the Hohenzollern Redoubt, a vast complex of trenches, underground shelters and machine gun nests. Nevertheless, they managed to take part of the German front line in front of the Redoubt. The German machine guns were particularly deadly for the British, killing 8,500 men in a single day. The next day, German reinforcements arrived in great numbers to fill the breaches. William Ruddiman was killed in action on the 25th of September 1915, the first day of the Battle of Loos. His body was never found. He is remembered with honour on stone 53 of the Loos Memorial, France. William was 25 years old. He was awarded the 1914-15 Star, the Victory and the British War Medals. We will remember them.